This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what brought back things today in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, first of all, it was the second straight session of recovery after seeing new contract lows made earlier this week. Now, as far as fresh news for cattle complex, boy, you've got to search around underneath rocks to find anything out there. This market seemed to be technically traded much more than anything else, and the downside somewhat influenced by what we saw happen in equity markets early this week. Still waiting around this afternoon for cash cattle trade to take place in our feed yards. We saw mid-morning choice box beef down 58 cents, selects down 29. Total movement of 58 loads. The pork cuts were up 58 cents. And we saw on the close today, October live cattle, $1.42 higher. December cattle up $1.20. September feeders, $2 and a nickel higher. October feeders up $1.85. And October lean hogs down 62 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear. Cattle marketing on your terms.
Tom, what took place today in the grain markets?
Well, our grain markets saw new contract lows made both in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. That was very disappointing. We saw the soybeans hold positive most of the day, and the corn market play on both sides of unchanged. As far as news today, fairly hard to come by any news out there. We did see this week not only the Kansas City wheat and Chicago wheat make new contract lows, but so did our soybeans back on Monday, and our corn market continued to stay off their contract lows. On the close today, September KC wheat down 6¾. December Kansas City wheat down 4¾. December Chicago wheat 6 cents lower. September corn down 0½ cent, but December corn was unchanged. September soybeans 7 cents higher. November beans up 6½, and December cotton down 35 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.